But the problem with car players these days don't have CD players anymore, which I'm so sad about. I really like to play my CDs, but all these new, brand new cars, all the modern ones, they're taking away the CD player, which I don't like at all. Now, if you want to play your music, you've got to stream it through Bluetooth, and it's not worth it. It's because if you forget, you'll delete your device off the car's device. This is if you're going to sell the car, obviously. All your details, all your personal details, contacts, text messages, everything is going to be on the device, on the cars. And if you forget to delete it, all the contacts, you're screwed. So if you just want to put some music on yourself, I recommend using a USB stick instead. So it's a bit more safer and recommended by me, of course. So it's a lot safer. So it's better than just Bluetoothing your phone onto the car's player. But using the USB stick instead, it seems like a better option. So usually what I like to do, I like to like transfer some music off YouTube, download it on the computer as MP3 or WAV, then transfer it onto the USB stick, and then you have to obviously reject it so you make sure it's safe to reject. Whenever you're ready, you have to plug it in into the USB device down there. I don't know if you can be able to see it down there, but that's where it is. If you're in a Nissan Qashqai, of course, it should be down here. Plug it in, and then all your music should be on here on screen, and then you'll be much safer, better than using Bluetooth, because it's a bit risky. Just in case all your contacts gets put onto here, then you're screwed. I recommend using the USB stick instead of Bluetooth and music over. It's always best to use a USB stick, then you're more safer. But yeah, I really don't like these newer cars without CD player. It's really... I don't know why they're taking it out for. It looks silly. It really does look silly without a CD player.